that came, the guys from last year, and a special welcome to all the new guys from this year. It's a big schuss to have everyone here again. Everyone, again, has to remember that Rov of the Chizuk comes from the presence of all of you being around each other in this room. It's a big Chizuk, and each one of you has a Chelek in this Chizuk. Probably 90% of the Chizuk comes from you, and the other 10% is the sushi. I'm somewhere in the middle, somewhere. But we also have to, everyone who sees Ariel Kapinikov tomorrow, please, please give him a big shkach for the sushi. It's really, he's in charge of everything. He's it's Toro's money, not my money, and you gotta give him thanks. A bigger shkach also to Benji, and to Sander Gross, and to Benji Ramraz for taking care of the chabura and getting it organized. Shkach, that's a big, and Dov Levitin for starting it, fine. Dov. I guess I had a really strong influence on him. Fine. Okay. No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's good. It's good. Okay, so if you recall, if anyone needs more sheets, there are more here. If you recall, you got one? Yeah. If you recall, last year, we began the chaburas. And the section of chaburas that we started last year pertained to general aspects, broad aspects of Limud HaTorah. We spoke about Limud HaTorah as a simcha, the way Limud HaTorah relates to Teva HaOlam, the fact that Limud HaTorah is the ongoing schus kiyum, the ongoing existence of the world, stems from Limud HaTorah. We showed a lot of different general aspects, but for this year, Metoshem, we're going to focus in on the specific hanhagas, the specific way we have to conduct ourselves during our Limud HaTorah, during our Siddarim. We're going to discuss things in Yonim such as Hasmada, Ritzifus, and Amelus, etc., and the importance of Chazara maybe, the Rebbe-Talmud relationship. Throughout the year, we're going to develop methodically different in Yonim. But for starters, we're going to start with a tough Inyan, but you'll see soon that it's not going to be that bad. We're going to start with Bittul Torah, which is the, so to speak, the sur meira, the what not to do when it comes to learning. And Metz Hashem, as we go on, we're going to do the what we should be doing, hasmada, etc. Now, when I told my wife that we're going to do Bittul Torah, she was a little bit hesitant. She said, you know, the first one, especially the new guys, it may be too harif. But as you will soon see, I told her that I ordered sushi, so when you order sushi, everything goes. But more importantly, you will soon see that this is going to be a positive spin on Bittul Torah, and it's going to literally change our whole perspective of our entire day and transform our entire activity that we do during the day into one of pure Avodas Hashem. And it's going to be a life-altering, I promise you, Bli Nedar, a life-altering Yesod. Okay, so just briefly, we're going to spend a few moments just internalizing a little bit about how chomer the chait of Bittul Torah is. If you look on the sheets, the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Zayin Amud Aleph and the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Mem Amud Beis says, brings down Rav Nuna, Ein tchilas dino shel adam nidon ela al divrei Torah. The very first thing that a person is judged for in Olam HaEmes, as Rashi says, is on the amount of Torah that he learned, on his Bittul Torah. Says the Pasuk, Shene Emar poter mayim Rashis Madon. Poter, when a person tries to potter himself and give excuses for Mayim, Mayim being Nimshal to Torah, then that is his Rashis Madon. That will be the initial judgment that he will have to face in Olam HaEmes. The Yerushalmi in Chagiga on Daf Aleph Zion says, Matzanu Shevitar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael Al Avodah Zarah, Val Gilur Arayas, Val Shvichas Damim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing, so to speak, to mevater, to let go of the Gimel Averis Chamuros, Shvichas Damim, Gimel Gilur Arayas, and Avodah Zarah, for the sake of a Klal Yisrael, he's willing to mevater, Val Masam B'Torah Lo Viter. But when it comes to Mias B'Torah, which Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva says is referring to the chait of Bittul Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mevater. On the Gimel cardinal sins, he's willing to be mevater. But when it comes to Bittul Torah, he's not mevater. Says Rabbeinu Yonah number 3, Ve'amru, kishem sheschar Talmud Torah gadol mikol ha-mitzvos. Just like The schar of Talmud Torah is the greatest of all mitzvos. It gives you schar keneged kulam. So too, kach onesh, the punishment of bittul Torah, is gadol mikol ha'averos. It is worse than all other isurim, all other averos. And so, as we see from here, the gravity of the chait is extreme. And for the sake of brevity, and truth of the matter is, for the sake of our sanity, and for the ability for us to sleep at night tonight, I'm not going to mention the other marmakomos right now. We're going to save it for a different time, like the ones that mention that you're going to eat gecholim resamim and olam emes, hot burning coals. We're going to leave that for a different time, even though I just threw it in passing. But for the sake of the focus of this chabura, we're going to leave it for a different time, and we're going to focus in on a different spin on bittul Torah, a positive spin. And that is that as Bnei Yeshiva in Landers, many of us are taking college classes and huddling a dual curriculum. And many of us just came off fresh off the boat from Eretz Yisrael after learning 1 to even 2 years, fully immersed in learning. And even Avreichim, who are learning in Kollel, such as myself, and I think Yosef was here, and other Kollel guys, we also, even if we're learning full-time for many years, Ken Yirbu, amen. Even if we're learning many years, we also have family responsibilities, and it's very natural for all of us to feel feelings of depression, maybe feelings of guilt, that the Yetzer Hara is throwing at us, making us feel like we're not doing enough, we're not learning enough, and we're feeling down about ourselves. And that's something that we have to now, as Bnei Yeshiva, kind of recognize a little bit, some of the exceptions, the notable exceptions to Bittul Torah, that's number one, and to fully understand the gedder of the Isra Bittul Torah. But more importantly, as you will soon see, there's an ability for us, an empowering ability for us, to transform our entire day to Avodas Hashem. So let's begin. The first exception to Bittul Torah is found in the Gemara, in Mo'ed Katan, in Shabbos, and in Ksubis, and that is what's familiar to all of us, and that is Kiyum HaMitzvos. The Gemara says, in Shabbos and Yud Aleph, Mavsikin for Kriya Shema and for Tefillah. When it comes to learning, a person is obligated to stop his learning, to interrupt his learning, to daven, and to say Kriya Shema. The Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Yud Zayin, which we all know, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lehotzas Ameis V'Lachnasas Kala. A person is obligated to mevatl his learning in order to go to a chasana, to go to a levaya, as necessary. And number three, Mo'ed Katan Daf Tesla Mabez says that when it comes to a mitzvah that is e-efshar la'sos adei acherim, when it's not possible to be done by other people, you are obligated to mevatel Talmud Torah for that purpose. So Kiyum HaMitzvos is one notable exception. Frecht all the Mefarshim. The Rishonim, the Meiri in Shabbos, the Kilos Yaakov asks this question in Brachos and Tesvav and in Shabbos Yud Aleph, and the Pachad Yitzlak, Rav Huttner Zatzal, also echoes this question. I don't understand. And just 2 months from now, we're going to learn in the Gemara in Sukkah on Daf Chafei that there's a basic principle called Ha'osik b'mitzvah, pater min ha'mitzvah. The person's engaged in one mitzvah, he's pater from another mitzvah that comes his way. So I don't understand. I'm being osik in my limud ha'Torah. I'm learning limud ha'Torah. I'm being osik in the mitzvah. And another mitzvah comes my way. Why in the world am I not pater from that other mitzvah? Why do I have to stop for Kriyat Shema and Tefillah? Why do I have to go to the chasana? Why do I have to go to Levaya? Osik mitzvah pater min ha'mitzvah. And this is compounded by the fact, the Kilos Yaakov says, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not like any other mitzvah. It's Talmud Torah's keneged kulam. So of course, if there's any mitzvah in which we should apply the principle of osik mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah, it should be Talmud Torah. Why in the world are we interrupting? Notwithstanding the fact that we just said how chomer the chait of Bittul Torah is. And yet, all of these sources tell us that you're supposed to stop to do Kiyum HaMitzvahs. What's the pshat in that? Says the Kilos Yaakov, and the Meiri is also indicated as well, and this is a fundamental yesod, and that is, there are two aspects, two components to the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. There's a limud l'shem limud. You're learning for the sake of limud, to know yediyas, to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to fulfill the mitzvah properly. But there's another format, another additional format to mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that is a limud of almanas la'asos. Your limud of Choshen Mishpat, your limud of Hilchos Shabbos, your limud of Mishnah Brura has to be with the intent that I'm also doing it for the sake of performing the mitzvahs, to know how to perform the mitzvahs. Says the Yerushalmi, It is better for a person to not have been created than to learn not for the sake of mitzvos. If a person is only learning l'shem limud, which is also important, but he's not learning al menas la'asos to fulfill the mitzvos properly, then he's not fulfilling fully his mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So says the Kilas Yaakov, that's exactly why a person has to mevatel his Talmud Torah to do a mitzvah. The klal of osek mitzvah butter mitzvah doesn't apply. It's not shayach. Only when it comes to two separate mitzvahs do we say that rule. But when it comes to learning, and I'm in the middle of a seder, and a chasana comes my way, that going to that chasana is part of my mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's part of my secondary component of a limud of al menas la'asos. It's one seamless act. It's learning and it's a chasana. When I go to that chasana, that solidifies my mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's the full-fledged mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So of course, you have to stop. But it gets better. Says the Pachad Yitzchak, if you look in the Gemara, Menachas Tarites, the Gemara says, in the Shema Reish Lakish says, Pamim, sometimes betuleha shel Torah zehu yisoda. Sometimes being mevatel Torah is its foundation. Rashi says, ki klomar mekabel schar ki ilu yoshev umiyastav osek ba. It's not simply that if you're mevatel Torah to go do that mitzvah that you get that you're justified and that you get schar mitzvah. No. Much more than that, my friends. You get schar Torah. Says Rashi, ki'ilu hu yoshev u'meyastav osikba. When you go to that chasan and you're dancing around that chasan and that kala, or the chasan, you're really getting schar Gemara Rashi Tosfos. You're not just getting that rikud of mesameh chasan v'kala. You're getting schar Torah. It's not just schar mitzvah. That was all in terms of kiyum ha-mitzvahs. You have a heter to stop to do the mitzvahs because of amnas la'asos. But moreover, you get schar Torah. And this makes perfect sense. If we're saying that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah encompasses two aspects, not only my limud, but also my limud amnas la'asos, that's a chelik of my mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so of course I should get schar Talmud Torah even when I'm at that chasana. But this is not limited to kiyum mitzvahs, and that's what we're going to focus in on today for the last 5 minutes. Says Akilas Yaakov, bittul Torah doesn't apply to our occupied time. Even when we're doing our mundane activities, we're eating, we're drinking, we're doing our college classes, we're doing our hygiene for those who take showers. Oh, no joke, for those who take showers. I'm serious. All those activities are not b'chlal b'tol Torah. That's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah was said during our unoccupied time. Our preoccupied time, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah was never said during those times. Now, of course, everyone here has to have their own morid derech as to what is considered their occupied and unoccupied time. You can easily say that everything is occupied time. But of course, we're only speaking generally. But those times that you're eating and you're drinking, you're going to the bathroom, you're relaxing, you're playing sports, whatever that is, college classes, you're in the middle of chemistry and you're not enjoying it, but you're there, or you're taking another class, you're just not enjoying it, but you're there, you're doing it for parnasa reasons, that is a heter. You have an exception. It's not begeder bittul Torah. Not the Yetzer Hara has no right for a second to tell you that you're not learning enough. But, says the Chafetz Chaim, it gets better. Just like we say, when it comes to kiyum ha-mitzvahs, that when you're mevatel Torah, you get schar during the time of that bittul also. Says the Chafetz Chaim, hu hadin v'hu hatam, when it comes to our mundane activities as well. Says the Chafetz Chaim on the Mishnah Avos, the last Mar Mokum. Rav Meir says, in bitalta min ha-Torah, yeshecha betelim har b'kenegdecha. If you're mevatal Torah, you have a lot of betelim against you. If you're amalta b'Torah, you have a lot of schar. Pashup shat, that just means that if you're mevatal Torah, Hashem is going to make sure that you have other reasons to mevatal. But if you learn Torah properly, Hashem will give you a lot of schar. Says the Chafetz Chaim, there's a different connotation here. If a person, when b'shas ha'pnai, during his unoccupied time, he is not showing that he wants to learn, he is not keeping his shmiras ha'sadarim, he is not learning properly, then not only did he lose that seder, but he also lost the entire day also. He didn't get punished for the entire day, but it's a wasted opportunity. However, if b'shas ha'pnai, if during the unoccupied time,
During your spare time, you are learning, says the Chafetz Chaim. Not only do you get schar for that learning, but you get schar for the eating, for the drinking, for the college classes, for English 101, for computers, for stat, for everything. You get schar for everything. But it all depends on your shmiras hasadarim. If you're shomer your sadarim during your spare time, then ein hachanami. But if not, chas v'shalom, you lose out on the rest as well. It's a wasted opportunity. And just like we all know when it comes to Othello, for those who still play it, when it comes to Othello, when you bookend the line of whites with two blacks, what happens? The entire row turns black. So too, when we're here in college and we're learning morning Seder and we bookend that with night Seder and we take it seriously, not only are we getting schar for the two ends, but we're changing the entire day from 3 to 7, 3 to 8 into schar as well. It's not just the Seder morning and night, but the entire day gets transformed literally. And so we're coming out with two major yesodos. Number one, we're learning about the exceptions to Bittul Torah. But more importantly, what I wanted to focus on was the positive spin, which is that we have the ability, we have the empowering ability to transform our entire day, even the eating, even the drinking. And all depends on our shmiras hasadarim. If we have treat our sadarim like kodesh kedoshim, we can literally transform Turo College into Torah College. Now you have the title. One last maisa because it's getting late. Sad maisa, but a powerful one. 12 years ago, in Lakewood, a 23-year-old bachur was learning a night seder. He was learning shying away with his chavrusa, and unfortunately, he suffered from a heart attack, and he dropped dead on his gemara, on the spot. This happened 12 years ago. And a tremendous uproar began in Lakewood. Everyone was so shocked and in disbelief, and they were having kinnis and his orus, and they were trying to figure out the Musar Haskel, a bachur, nifter, on his gemara, in the base medrash during night seder. It's like a lahafli, a scary, scary tragedy, terrible tragedy. So during one of the hespedim, one of his chaverim was maspid, and he said a postscript to that night. He said that they were out with a bunch of friends, Ben Hasdarm. And they were eating at a restaurant, and they were saying Seischel Mashalom to one of their fellow friends. And they were very mocked, but they said, of course we're going to be back by Nitzer. Of course we're going to be back by Nitzer. It's Ben Hasdarm. We got the reservation, we're going to be back. But as the hour was getting late, and everyone was having a good time, of course, this bacher who was nifter was getting a little bit antsy. So the guys were telling him, no, come on, stay. It's your last chance. You're never going to see your friend again. Come on, stay. It's a few more minutes. You're not going to miss night seder. You'll be 10 minutes late, 20 minutes, a half hour late. What's the big deal? B'shem Ofen. The nifter said, absolutely not. I have a chavrusa waiting for me at night seder. I'm going to be there. And he got there. An hour later, he had a heart attack and he was nifter. Says the maspid. Imagine. Had he not kept his sadarm, had he not stayed, had he not gone to the base marriage, had he stayed in the restaurant, forevermore he would have been remembered and probably forgotten as the bachar who nebuch was nifter in a restaurant. But now that he felt that his siddurim were so kadosh to him, and he wanted to be there on time, he was able to be nifter, where? On his gemara. That was his lasting legacy. His roshem, his lasting imprint on this world, was dying on his gemara. It was his mesiris nefesh for gemara. And because of that death on that gemara, hundreds and thousands of people in Lakewood were inspired to do better. All of that Maisa HaMitzvos, all of the Limud HaTorah in Lakewood, for that inspiration, is all accrued to that death, to that one decision. And it wasn't a decision to go for Night Seder Bichlal. It was to be there on time. He wasn't going to miss Night Seder. He was just going to be there on time. From that one decision of Kodesh Kedoshim, he was able to accrue tremendous schus. But Hashem, we should be Zoha.
Where's Penn? Nachi Penn. It's going to keep going.
Guys, if you're new and you didn't write your name on the list to get the text for next year, please write your name and phone number over here.
Right here. Your new sheet. And the next point was, and then I want you to go.
Something that forgot. It's good to know. If you do that, it's like something that you can easily just change your entire day.
The time that
change
in
the
start.
Reminded
of
that, like.
Okay,
you got it. Getting people sign up.
Okay. What?
Another pen?
Yeah, here you go.
Roll them up.
Yeah. I think I heard it, the Chofetz Chaim, the quote of the Chofetz Chaim for Rav before, and the Rebbe who I heard it from, I think he gave it a muscle, that it's like a businessman who goes out on a business trip. So if he's on a business trip,
the six or zero,
like pay for his hotel and his flight and everything.
Make sure you get it.
So if he actually takes the business seriously,
then
the business,
then everything
comes
right.
For a business.
Right.
So okay, so you need to take a hotel. You need to get a flight.
Dotan Arusi.
Dotan?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Israel Rabinowitz.
Israel Rabinowitz?
Yes.
Dotan.
Thank you.
Great show.
Cell phone number or email?
When?
Phone number. You see the area code.
Yep.
413.
No.
So you're hanging
even
more
than
the other didn't know.
So he said, anybody else? Anybody else?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Like,
you learn more. Yes, I know. Oh, sorry.
I heard Bamber, that's his. Did you tell that story about the Koyal Langbar? Or maybe I heard from Rebemmer?
Rebemmer said it. You heard it from last year or this year?
I heard last year. I heard the
story.
When? The boy with the Langbar.
Yeah, yeah.
Rebemmer told
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. When is this?
It's usually once or twice a month, and I send out a text. So if you write your name, you'll get a text.
Awesome. And so where's the source for, I didn't hear earlier, but where's the source for that, if, like, you know, like, me morning and plus nights here on time, it encompasses the whole day?
That is the Chofetz Chaim on the other
side.
Chofetz Chaim, no, I didn't write down where it is. Oh. It's the Mishnah. I'll tell you where it is. Chofetz Chaim Shmir Shabbos, Siddur Yud Aleph. I can show you tomorrow if you want.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay, just remind me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where are you?
By the pillar.
Okay,
that's good. Okay, so you're Practicum
Haaretz.
That's tremendous. Great. Thank you for calling me, Ellie.
What's the phone number for?
It's not a text. Not the next. First of all, the Gemara.
Time line. Where are you from?
John.
Nice to meet you. I'll just Niagara Falls. Not Bittu Torah.
Do I need to put my name down, or if I'm already in the next year?
No, you don't have to. You're already on this one.
This is not?
Yes, this is last year's one. Right there, Strong Miller. I already have it.
You don't have your phone over there, though.
No, but I have it. I didn't write it because I have
all right,
it.
All right.
I'll come to you. You don't have to wait for me. I'll come to you.
From sex discussions about the in the unoccupied time.
Right, exactly. Benji Scott, thank you so much.
No problem.
I really, really appreciate it. Were you in the thing?
Huh?
Were you there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so sorry. No, I should have said it should talk to you. I'm sorry. Benji?
I said Ariel, but I meant Ashio.
I'm sorry. That was a big boogie.
Sorry.
I hope you're welcome. Really? Okay, sorry. Okay. Two boo-boos.
Benji.
Not the young, yeah. Not him, no, Rambo.
I know, yeah. Benji. Okay, I know. I'll be real for you. I'm sorry.
No, it's a good time.
I'm sorry. Did it go through your mind as I was saying? Did it go through your mind as I was saying it?
For a second.
Yeah. I apologize. That's bad. Okay.
I was busy eating sushi.
I have to write this down.
I like two pieces of sushi in my mouth at the time.
Shabbos Yud Aleph, Brachos Teslav. It's the same thing. Same exact. It's a quote for both. Same thing. You just do Brachos Teslav. That's a better one.
Brachos Simen Teslav?
Simen Teslav.
Okay.
Good? Okay?
Very nice.
Okay, good. Benji, I feel really bad. Oh, no, I was just told. I'm sorry. I mean, such boo-boos tonight. I didn't realize you don't like Benjamin. I'm sorry. Benjamin.
Oh, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
What other? Benjamin, what else?
My Hebrew name is Shlomo.
What do you usually
call that?
Ramras.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I apologize. You told me.
People do it. I don't like doing it.
We're closer than that. You could just
tell me. No.
Benjamin, not Benji.
I don't like. I had told you that.
Really?
Yeah.
What, we were playing ball and door holding? That's not fair. That doesn't count. I'm in the middle of playing.
No, you sat on the side.
Well, I'm with my wife.
When you were dying. You were dying.
Yeah,
it's okay. Really, don't worry.
I apologize.
Please don't.
No, but this was not repeating you. I said it out loud. I feel bad.
It's okay. It's, you corrected yourself. You said Benji and then you said Benjamin.
No, I said Ramras so that people knew who I was talking about.
Oh, okay. It's fine. Benji Ramras. It's fine. I don't even know.
I'm sorry.
Too many people do it. Like, I remember this one teacher. I like it's Benjamin. It's been, like, every day for like a month. And I just gave up. It was awesome. Everyone, sorry.
I hid these two because I figured you were bringing five cold ones and I felt bad taking the last two.
We won't have a fridge in here anymore.
Right.
We need to get one. Really?
Yeah, sure. Someone was actually complaining.
What?
Someone was making a time. I have to go speak to them and see what happened.
Making a time?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was like. I think he was just saying something small. He was saying that only. He said you were making it sound like
The guy over here was
it's only gonna work for people if who are motivated for Scar. But that wasn't my main point. My point was just
to show you that don't think just because you're taking classes means
that's
you're
one and without. Two, you have an ability to change your entire day into
right.
That's all. I'm gonna speak to him. I'll make sure I understood. Maybe he's not really having time. I don't know. Okay.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. Okay for you.
What?
These
photos
okay?
Thank
you. Yeah, you should make sure you accepted it.
Of course, your son has been wanting it. It's not me.
Do you mind?
Hi,
can I trouble you for a second? Or?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you mind?
I'll trouble.
Two of them.
Your one was here, I forgot. It's still recording. 1 to 1:15.